From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. China, the world's largest meat-producing and consuming country, is overhauling its food safety system to assure 1.3 billion people they won't be harmed by the chicken, beef, or pork they eat. Proving to be a bigger undertaking than expected, China is now turning to the agency held up as the gold standard for food safety, USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service. Asked why USDA agreed to mentor CFDA, one official said it's a show of goodwill to a country that buys billions of dollars of U.S. ag commodities. In a case with implications for every FDA-regulated facility, a father and son team whose salmonella-tainted eggs sickened nearly 2,000 people in 2010 are hoping the Supreme Court will decide their company crimes don't warrant prison time. They filed a petition with the Supreme Court arguing they don't deserve time behind bars because they didn't know about the food safety violations at their facilities. Prosecutors argued the two agreed to be sentenced based on the facts. The High Court has yet to decide if it will accept the case. Well, it may come as no surprise, but an AgriPulse analysis of political action committee activity in the last election cycle shows agriculture companies and organizations spent almost three-fourths of their campaign contributions on Republicans. The analysis is based on the examination of nearly 10,000 contributions to 652 House, Senate, and presidential candidates from 287 PACs throughout the course of the 2016 election cycle. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.